Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. With unemployment rates at record lows, employers continue to be challenged to find job-ready employees. Employees that could have trained new hires are retiring, leaving a huge loss of institutional knowledge. The recent unretirement trend could be the answer to solving some employment challenges. Here to talk about how the unretirement trend can also help to address the skills gap employers are facing are Victoria Jump, Director, County of Ventura Area Agency on Aging and Workforce Development Board and Outreach Committee member. Also, Greg Liu, owner, CEO of Jax Manufacturing Incorporated, Workforce Development Board Vice Chair and Manufacturing Committee member and man who brings donuts to the morning show. Oh, this is awesome. Good to have you both here. Thank you very much for coming in on Workforce Wednesday. Victoria, let's start off with you. Is there really what they call an unretirement trend? Is it really happening? And if so, why is this going on?
There absolutely is an unretirement trend right now. And it's happening for a couple reasons. One, you have people that retired years ago, and they've suddenly outlived all of their savings. And so they're in the situation where they have to go back to work to make ends meet. You also have other situations where somebody's retired, they've been retired for several years, and their kids move back, or their grandchildren are now in the house, and they have to go back to work to support all of these additional people. You also have people that, you know, have retired, and it just retirement's not what they thought it was. You have a group of people that just working, you know, satisfies them, and they want to be part of the workforce. And so those people are trying to get back into the workforce as well and find meaningful work.
Yeah, the ship in a bottle thing, you get a couple of hobbies, and after a while you look and you said, you know, my what drove me was my work, and I want to get back to that.
And you're not getting it from retirement.
Yeah. And that's a big issue. I hear about that one a lot. Greg, tell us about your business and whether you're an employer that has felt a gap in the older, more experienced employees being available to mentor new hires.
Well, it certainly exists. We're a specialized manufacturing company. So we do electronics manufacturing, and it takes a certain skill set in order to be able to manage that. We've really benefited from seeing some of the unretirement type workers coming back into the workforce. And to give you an example, 5 years ago we hired a gentleman who was just turning 70, and he wanted to get back into the workforce because his retirement was essentially boring, as you said. And he is from the Raytheon and the NASA JPL background, and I was shocked that he was coming back into the workforce, but with his resume and then talking to him, his skill set was so far beyond what I could even expect to get. I had essentially told him he was overqualified, and he actually talked me into hiring him regardless because he simply wanted to contribute, and he has added just an immense amount of depth to our entire organization, far beyond anything I could ever expect. Now, the gap in terms of having elderly who can mentor, in his particular case, he's been mentoring us, our own management, as well as everybody else throughout the shop. But there is definitely a gap that we are constantly trying to close up. We take people from the ground up and build them up, and we are side by side at this point. I'm in my 50s, so I guess I'm old too. But that skill gap of trying to, especially on millennials, bringing them up to speed, and having the benefit of somebody who, like I said, is in his 70s and has so much depth and practical knowledge that he raises the game of everybody in the entire shop. It's a boon for employers. As far as I'm concerned, if I were looking for people, I'd be looking for those sort of people who are actually older and have all those skill sets, because they're just a kind of a diamond sitting out there, and nobody kind of looks at it sometimes. So,
yeah, when we look at these workers and you deal with patients, do you find the older skilled worker who is maybe 55, 60, 65 has the patience to deal with the millennials? Have you seen a good relationship?
They have much more patience than millennials, for sure. I mean, they are so well disciplined, and they're so they approach the situation in a way that the culture today doesn't approach things. I mean, they're thoughtful. There's real reasoning behind what goes on. And that does translate. You know, in his particular case, he does a lot of training. And we sit in, and the employees have all benefited. I mean, they love him as well because he really raises, like I said, he raises everybody's game. But he does have more patience as well as, you know, the older managers as versus the younger group. They need to get going, or they essentially lose interest.
It's a good example too, because a lot of, with youth, it's not their fault necessarily, but can't we just put it in the box and send it back? You know, they tend not to fix things because they were really raised in a disposable society, where in a workplace, a lot of times you want to fix and use and repurpose, and as opposed to just, well, let's just send it back a new one or toss it out and get a new one. And that's one thing. I think the older workers are really, really expert at making sure you get the most out of everything, understanding the value of all of the assets that a business has.
Yeah, 100% agree. I mean, their perspective is totally different. They come from what you're talking about, where you needed to do that. And nowadays, the culture is, like you said, disposable. You mm-hmm. just don't have that same perspective. And yeah. So to learn it from somebody like that, it really opens their eyes, and it actually changes them. They start become more effective employees because they realize that what they're doing actually has other, you know, ramifications. It's just all around much better.
Now, it's questions for both of you. It looks like there is a demand for experienced employees and a growing population of older workers looking to return to work. What do you see as the primary challenges here? Victoria, let's start with you.
The major challenge is going to be the skill set. And, you know, you've retired, you know, 5-10 years ago and you're reentering. Things have changed drastically with, you know, computers and, you know, probably your machinery as well. It's just, it's different. And so you can't expect to go in to a new place without an updated skill set. If you don't have one, it's going to make it difficult to convince an employer to buy it, you know, to hire you if you don't have that.
Yeah, the older worker comes in and says, "Where's the bookshelf for my encyclopedias?"
Yeah, where's the dictionary?
And you realize that, but they right. will learn quickly and adapt very fast. Right. Greg, what do you think on this?
I agree. The older worker has advantages just innate to their experience mm-hmm. Working in a variety of environments that, you know, actually make them a better prospect than somebody who comes in off the street. Like I said, there's just cultural differences just from the generational gap that from where they came from and from where the kids are coming from now. My bigger concern is losing that older generation and all their knowledge mm-hmm. and trying to pass that on to the younger generation. There's only so much time. So just across the nation, you know, I suppose globally as well, but certainly across the nation, there's just a workforce that's going to be moving out that just has so much history and experience that everyone can benefit from. I'm afraid that we're losing a lot of that just because of, you know, attrition by time.
Yeah, and they always say some of the best treasures, you know, when they talk about where can you find the best treasures, it is in what would be an old folks' home or, unfortunately, mm-hmm. a graveyard, because all that knowledge, all that experience just went away rather than being traded on the knowledge transfer. Victoria, what is the WDB and the Area Agency on Aging? What are they doing to help older workers pursue career reentry opportunities in Ventura County? How are you helping?
Well, I think that there's a lot more available than what people think. One, we do have the America's Job Center that provides training classes. We have a partnership with Ventura Adult Ed. They do computer classes for older adults. And so there are easy things that we're offering that people could, you know, avail themselves of. Update your skills. Even if you think that your skills are great, everybody can learn something. You know, be on top of your game when you go into applying for a job so that you are, you know, highly competitive. Those that are very low income, we have a separate program that actually provides, you know, paid, you know, work experience through, you know, we can volunteer in different places and get paid to do it. But it's, we have that. It's a small program, but it is something that's available.
And somebody can inquire and ask about that and get some guidance and advice.
Correct.
Greg, how does the unretirement trend fit into manufacturing?
Well, again, it's just you have people who have been working in this environment for 20, 30, 40 years sometimes, and they teach everybody new tricks. These are guys who have been there and done that 100 times over. And for our particular shop, you know, I started about 25, 26 years old in a garage. So I didn't even have time to really understand what I was doing while we grew a business. And then, well, like I said, we got to the point where we really needed to have a high-level mind in there to kind of do an overview of our entire system. And here's a guy who has been out in the field for 40 years doing all sorts of great stuff with, you know, again, NASA, JPL, Raytheon's. And then he walks into our shop and just, you know, again, brings everybody right on up and explains both textbook stuff and then practical application and melds the two. Those are hard to come by. You know, usually you get somebody who's really great at the book side of stuff, and then they can't really function practically in the world. And then you have the opposite who they do a great job at their particular little task, but then they don't have the overview and understanding of it, how everything connects. So the unretirement fund is, or unretirement group, as I see it, again, is a huge potential source of benefit across manufacturing, you know, across the board.
If I may quote the who out here in the field, I fought for my meals. Look at me. Bob O'Reilly, by the way. Let's close it out here, Greg and Victoria, starting with Victoria. What would your advice be to job seekers? They want to return to the workforce to fill the employment gaps. Victoria, what do they do? What's the first step?
Well, one is that they absolutely have to lower their expectations regarding salary. If you are retired at a higher level, you're most likely not going to start at that. They should also look at other industries. Just because you did something for your whole life doesn't mean that you have to necessarily go back into that same field. You have transferable skills. Update your resume. Take off references to dates of degrees and how long you've worked, you know, a place, mm-hmm. like years, because you're dating yourself.
Sure.
If we have an ageist culture. You know, unfortunately, it's still that way. And so your barrier to getting employed is going to be your age. If you have on your resume, it looks like I'm 75 years old. You know, people may not even give you an interview based on that. Where if just have, these are my relevant experience, I have these degrees, they're not going to know how old you are. You're more apt to get an interview.
If you do that, it makes perfect sense.
Correct.
And Greg, to close out?
I'd say the same thing. I mean, as employers, so here's inside tip. As an employer, you can't ask somebody's age. So if you just have a resume littered with all the stuff you did and we're guessing, not that I look at age as a negative. It's actually a positive in my book. But when we hired this gentleman, he looked to be in his mid-50s. And we thought, okay, he's got a lot of years running, and brought him on. And only about half a year into it, I actually asked him how old he was. And he's like, oh, I'm going to have my 70th birthday. I had no idea. And it was just more benefit from us. So don't put the age down on the resume. Just put down your accomplishments and then go out there and shake hands, because we're looking for you guys.
Well, I have tickets to the Justin Bieber concert that I'm going to in a little bit here. So, not age myself here, since I already quoted the Who. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate the information here. Resources are available for older job seekers wanting to return to work at vcaaa.org and at the America's Job Center of California at vchsa.org/AJCC. If you're an employer that is interested in or has opportunities for older workers, or partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:56.